We firstly want to applaud the delegations of Austria, Belgium, Canada, Costa Rica, Germany, Ireland, Luxembourg, Mexico, Panama, and Uruguay for addressing in their working document the serious risks that the result of bias in laws could pose, and the delegations of Canada, Germany, and Ireland for their initiative to discuss this further in the side event organized last Wednesday. We want to dive into bias a little further. I will immediately clarify that I will take the technological definition of bias rather than the diplomatic definition, meaning that in the technological understanding, there's no such thing as intended bias. The reference in the working document to bias in gender and ethnicity would be what data scientists call pre-existing bias, referring to bias that already exists in society and is thus replicated and often enlarged in an algorithm. We want to refer to our point made before that the self-learning capabilities of AI are solely based on historical data. Hence, without, again, periodic reassessment of evaluation measures, it is impossible to mitigate the risks of pre-existing bias. Again, it is a point we have made before. A new one we want to bring forward is drawing the attention to other types of bias that we know exist when using algorithmic decision making. That will also immediately, that will immediately clarify some aspects brought forward by the Russian Federation that paragraph 3 and 4 do not completely overlap. The first type of bias we know is technical bias, including decontextualized algorithms. And the second one is emergent bias, caused by changes in societal knowledge, population, or cultural values. Once again, a regular reassessment of evaluation measures is the absolute minimum that should be included in any instrument mitigating bias. We want to stress again that there is no such thing as an unbiased system. However, there are ways to mitigate these biases that will at least minimize the system error as much as possible. In the case of automated weapon systems, this does mean we are speaking of saving innocent human lives. However, we can only save them if the evaluation measures that will be required from a system are not set only throughout the life cycle of an AWS, but also throughout the design cycle of the system itself. Hoping that third time's a charm, we thus want to repeat our call for periodic reassessment of evaluation measures and include not only the life cycle, but also the design cycle of a system in mitigating biases. Lastly, it is not just about bias in data sets or automation bias, as currently expressed in paragraph 3 and 4 respectively, but also about technical bias and emerging bias. Thank you.